On the 27th day of October, Halloween gave to me 27 baby incubators, 26 father's eyes, 25 nipples biting, 24 demons moaning, 23 heads skittering, 22 detectives thrilling, 21 wiener stretching, 20 zombies climbing, 19 Richards cheesing, 18 undead trains, 17 morticians regaling, 16 Vincents cracking, 15 Lees counting, 14 brides abiding, 13 Carfax Abbeys, 12 fathers stripping, 11 O'Pairs drowning, 10 children creeping, 9 Roddy seizing, 8 snowy mazes, 7 bacons digging, 6 doorways bending, 5 children yowling, 4 zombie bulls, 3 haunted mirrors, 2 monster houses, and a fog that makes it hard to see. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to October 27th. That's right, the 27th in our 31 films that we are looking at for the 31 days of Halloween. So, wow, we are coming right down to it, huh? Man, it has gone so fast. But let's not wax nostalgic for days gone by, folks. Let's talk about the movie in front of us, which is To the Devil a Daughter. That's right, it is a movie that will never let you forget. It is a Hammer German movie company co-production, and it's a really interesting movie that I'd only seen bits and pieces of and finally sat down to watch for this. And it stars Christopher Lee as Father Michael. He is the villain, the heavy of the piece. It stars Richard Widmark as John Verney. Richard Widmark is probably most memorable to me for having been in that John Wayne version of the Alamo, but he was in everything from Death of a Gunfighter and Kiss Me Deadly, I think, is one of his first films. So he was one of those actors that kind of started noir, bounced around in cowboy movies for a while, And just kind of found himself, you know, as part of sort of Hollywood history. Passed away, unfortunately, but the guy had an amazing life. And this is towards the end of his film career. He's still got another probably 15 years or so of television roles and stuff like that ahead of him. But he's kind of out of movies not long after To the Devil a Daughter. And he's very good in this. He's very, like, he's an American in London is kind of his role. And then I guess I should say the whole movie revolves around a young girl named Catherine, as played by a very young Nastassja Kinski. And she has been raised by Father Michael in this church and is now being sent out unto the world where Father Michael will follow. And kind of long story short, she is going to be the living embodiment of an ancient demon, you know, essentially the devil, Asphoroth, I think is what they call him in this. And John Verney, Richard Widmark, is an author who does books about like occult subjects and stuff like that. The guy who was assigned to raise Catherine, Nastassja Kinski's character, has a moment of doubt at the end of his life once, you know, this evil is about to be loosed upon the world, and he contacts John Verney and says, hey, I need you to watch this girl. There are some people after me, and if you'll help me out, I will give you the real scoop on an actual honest-to-goodness witch coven. And so Richard Widmark agrees and ends up getting roped into this Armageddon level sort of plot to resurrect this demon. And the thing that makes To the Devil a Daughter really fun and interesting is it's got Honor Blackman in it. If you listen to Pick Six Movies, we talked about her in Goldfinger as Pussy Galore. She was also one of the early actors on The Avengers, the television series with Patrick McNee. And she was the the Emma, her character's name wasn't Emma Peel. I can't think of what it is now, but she was the Emma Peel before Diana Rigg was on the show. And was the reason that they had to get a sassy lady, because that was her character on the show as well. And so it's kind of fun to see her in a later role. She's very fun in this. She's just sort of friends. Her and her husband are just buddies with John Verney, who also kind of get roped into this misadventure. And so that's really fun to see her in it. It builds out the sort of mythology of this cult and the machinations of this cult in a really satisfying way. And that's kind of the stuff I find really interesting about this movie, is sort of it's the children of, well, the children of the Lord, something like that is the name of the cult. Brotherhood of the Lord, something. Anyway, they are really good in the movie about showing you sort of what their ritual is, what their beliefs are, sort of who the central members of the cult are and what their roles are in all this, as well as like, how did we get to the point where, you know, we are loosing a demon upon the world. And there is this almost like Ken Russell level scene where you see Catherine being kind of indoctrinated as this woman is being impregnated, and that baby is later going to be used as a sacrifice. And it's just fucking crazy, but it's awesome. And it has a really fun ending where Christopher Lee as Brother Michael and Richard Widmark kind of square off against each other, and Richard Widmark just kind of outsmarts him a little bit. And there's a little bit of a, I would say an anticlimactic ending that ends with a little bit of a wink. And I wasn't as crazy about that part of it, but everything else about the movie is so much fun. It's just one of those like mid to late 70s horror films that takes itself very seriously, and it's doing very, you know, overtly religious and devil related stuff, because by this point The Exorcist had been popular, and, you know, obviously there are sort of oblique references to the Manson family and that sort of thing that had been seeping into pop culture. It's a really interesting movie. If you've never seen To the Devil a Daughter, it's really fascinating. It's a cool little, you know, not really a possession movie, but definitely a devil and cult movie, and kind of possession. There's just a little whiff of possession in there. So if you're keeping score, that will make yet another possession film on our list. And I got to tell you, folks, we've only got one more possession movie to talk about, and then we're in the home stretch. We're doing the final three. The final three are just what I like to think of as stone cold bangers. So we'll be into that very shortly. Look, thanks for listening. As always, this has been so much fun. I'm disappointed it's coming to an end, but here we are. Thanks for listening. Thanks for engaging with us. As always, you can drop me a line at bo@legionpodcasts.com if you want to add your voice to this Halloween celebration. So everybody have a great Tuesday. Have a very spooky Tuesday. And I'll be back tomorrow with our final Devil in Possession movie before we start talking about the best Halloween movies of all time. Yay! Okay, I'll see you then. Bye.